Hello, I'm Richard, and I'm here with Tawny and Sierra, and today we're doing...
Richard, don't you mean talking?
Yes, I mean talking, and we are talking about King Kamehameha and what role he plays in Hawaiian history. Sierra, was the Battle of Nuuanu important?
Yes, because it made him the king of the islands. Was it good for Alapa Inu to try to kill Kamehameha?
Yes, because he was a threat and a rebel child. And he wouldn't stay a king for too long if Kamehameha was born and grown up. Richard, do you think Kamehameha was a great leader?
Yes, because he was brave and he could lift the Naha Stone. And he only wanted to bring peace to the islands. Did Kamehameha make a smart move when he made the Law of the Splintered Paddle?
Yes, because he did not want to attack his people for no reason.
Richard, was it good when he consolidated his warriors?
Yes, because instead of risking all of his soldiers' lives, he only risked a few.
Wait! I'm sorry, Richard. I have a cough. Can we take a short break?
No, Tawny. Please, continue with your question.
Richard and Sienna, did Pele defeat Keoua or did King Kamehameha defeat Keoua?
I believe that Kamehameha killed Keoua because he actually killed him.
Really? Because I think Pele defeated Keoua because she actually hurt his army, which is the only reason why he could actually kill Kamehameha. I mean Keoua. Leah was...
Now, who is this Leah person?
I mean Tawny.
Who was Kamehameha? Smart.
Did we have some technical difficulties?
Okay. Tawny, was Kamehameha smart to trade with foreigners?
Yes, because he got a lot of new inventions and got modernized his islands.
Don't you mean modernize?
Yeah, whatever. Can I go home now?
Actually, you can, because it's already time for us to go. But tomorrow, we will be back with more information on stuff about Hawaiian history. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Don't miss me. Bye.
To listen to our recording, please go to audible.com.
Bye.
Bye.
And I'm Richard. Bye-bye.